April 20, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Love as Adoration. Opening Prayer. Lord, help me to see you and hear your voice as I reflect on your words today. Read Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 3 through chapter 3, verse 10. She. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. Let him lead me to the banquet hall, and let his banner over me be love. Strengthen me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Listen, my beloved. Look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone, flowers appear on the earth, the season of singing has come, the cooing of doves is heard in our land, the fig tree forms its early fruit, the blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling. My beautiful one, come with me. He. My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. She. My beloved is mine and I am his. He browses among the lilies until the day breaks and the shadows flee. Turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the rugged hills. All night long on my bed, I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city through its streets and squares. I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him, but did not find him. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I had brought him to my mother's house, to the room of the one who conceived me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Who is this coming up from the wilderness like a column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense, made from all the spices of the merchant? Look, it is Solomon's carriage, escorted by 60 warriors, the noblest of Israel, all of them wearing the sword, all experienced in battle, each with his sword at his side, prepared for the terrors of the night. King Solomon made for himself the carriage. He made it of wood from Lebanon. Its posts he made of silver, its base of gold. Its seat was upholstered with purple, its interior inlaid with love. Daughters of Jerusalem, come out and look. You daughters of Zion, look on King Solomon wearing a crown, the crown with which his mother crowned him, on the day of his wedding, the day his heart rejoiced. Reflect. Begin today by praising God for something in his character. What parts of who God is make him worthy of our praise? The first chapter of Song of Solomon establishes the reciprocal loving attraction between the woman and the man, skipping between the characters. Still, in chapters 2 and 3, we mainly hear from the woman about why she is so attracted to the man. We are given two different reasons for her loving the man. She loves him for who he is, and she loves him for what he has done. The woman uses a series of similes, word comparisons, to describe the man. In particular, she uses the imagery of fruit trees and deer to describe his characteristics. In Hebrew, the way to create a simile involves inserting the Hebrew letter kap before the noun, creating a k sound. This means that the woman's repeated use of similes in these characters creates a lovely poetic resonance with the repeated k sound throughout this poem. All of this reiterates the deep adoration that she has for the man, her love. This simplistic adoration that the woman has for her beloved reminds us of our love for God. We love God for his character and for what he has done for us. We are drawn toward God's power, as shown in his creation of this beautiful world. We love him because grace and love are an integral part of who he is, and because he loves us. Philippians chapter 2 reminds us that his love is evidenced to us by his Son being willing to lower himself and be obedient unto death for our sake. We remain in him because he is the unchanging one, constant throughout the generations and in the changing world around us. The imagery in this chapter reminds us that God is a God of abundance and blessing, in whom we can find delight. Apply. Write out a list of things that God has done for you that remind you of what drew you to him and caused you to love him. Closing prayer. I offer praise to you, faithful and loving Father, and my thanksgiving for all you have done that shows me your great love for me.